Welcome to the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. I hope everyone enjoyed their weekend. After 18 months without a budget, there was talk in the past couple of days and today that at least one part of the state house, Illinois senators, may be quietly working on a budget deal. The Associated Press and others are reporting that Senate leaders say a vote could come as early as today. Senate discussions would include term limiting legislative leaders, changing how injured workers are compensated, reducing pension benefits for government employees, much of what Governor Rauner has been pushing and what he's been calling his turnaround agenda. There's also talk of higher income taxes. Of course, passing a budget would still require the approval of House Speaker Michael Madigan and Governor Rauner. Here's what the governor said this morning in Springfield after a breakfast honoring law enforcement officials. It was when a reporter asked if he feels like he's been cut out of this process.
Governor, you talked earlier about how you're not involved directly in these current budget negotiations. Mm-hmm. What does that say that you and Mike Madigan have, by all intents and purposes, been cut out of this process?
Well, I don't know if I'd say cut out is the right word, but I've encouraged Democratic legislators and Republican legislators to negotiate with each other and work together. And I don't need to be in the middle of everything.
Are you and Mike Madigan the problem? Is it that you guys can't get along and you still present a hurdle, right? It has to get approval from you and the Speaker.
Well, this takes, to get something done that's good for the people of Illinois for the future, it takes bipartisan compromise.
A few minutes later, Governor Rauner expanded on what he expects to see happen in the next few days.
My hope is that we come up with some bipartisan, productive compromise to change the system because it's broken. Let's fundamentally change and let's get truly balanced budgets for the long-term stability of the state, and let's grow our economy. That's what I'm hoping we can get done.
A reminder, there's just two workdays remaining for the current so-called lame duck General Assembly. No time to seek a House vote, but we'll keep you updated on budget stories as developments unfold. And we'll check in again on that tomorrow, as well as in other political news, bring you a preview of President Obama's farewell address in Chicago tomorrow evening.